It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Back with you here at the Linmar Gym as we get ready for the back end of this girl-boy doubleheader, as it'll be the Xavier Saints, the defending Class 3A state champions, taking on the homestanding Linmar Lions. Scott Unash along with Phil Dunn here courtside at Linmar. Girls game was a good one, going to the Xavier Saints 42-37, and we expect a good one. The first of two meetings this year between the Saints and the Lions in boys basketball. And Phil, how about this one? First of two should be a good one, and a lot of anticipation, I think. The Saints were here on Tuesday night watching the Linmar Kennedy game, and they got an eyeful of the Lions in that one, and this should be a good Metro game.
Yeah, it should. You look at this, Scott, you look at it on paper, the statistics, you're going to have a fairly well-matched teams out here going at it tonight on the floor. You got both of them coming off a loss and trying to find some answers to some of the problems they had in their last ball game. But both of these teams have a lot of potential, a lot of upside. Of course, with Zeter Eppert Xavier winning the 3A state championship last year, coming back, and three of their core players are back from that ball club. But they're mixing people around them yet, and they're still trying to find some answers in that regard. And we talked about the other night with the Linmar game, all the new people that they have coming in onto their squad, that they're really just a experiment still in process yet.
You mentioned both these teams coming off of losses last time out. For the Xavier Saints, fell up at Waverly-Shellrock, the number one team in the state of Iowa. Xavier got into some early foul trouble in that game, and just never really righted the ship in that one. But those things are going to happen early in the year, especially when you got a target on your back like the Xavier basketball team does.
Yeah, and you know, both of them, both teams here, Xavier and Linmar, started off their season with a win over pretty good teams. You know, Xavier beat Mount Pleasant, who is a good basketball team, and they've got a lot of their returning kids back from last year in the 3A, and then Linmar with a victory over Bettendorf. But Xavier, talking to Coach Lersman, said when they went up to Waverly, it was one of those games from the very beginning. Things just didn't go well, and they got kids in early foul trouble. Their reserves playing some more minutes than what they normally do, and things snowballed on them, and they went south fast. And he said Waverly is a very, very good basketball club. He said, you know, are they 22 points better than us? He goes, I don't think so, but it was one of those ball games where you're going to learn from it. You know, he said they beat us, and we've got to learn from it and step up and see if we can correct some of those things. And said they showed them a lot on tape. He said defensively they really need to improve from the way they were against Waverly.
Well, the Xavier Saints, of course, with the big three from last year returning. That would be Max Techow, Matt Mims, and also Jackson Jones, who was just terrific last year as far as the state tournament final is concerned. And what the mission is for Ryan Lersman and his coaching staff is to maybe, it's not the deepest team, it wasn't last year, just to find maybe a couple guys to help out as far as the scoring is concerned, because you know what you're going to get from those three.
Yeah, you know, Mims is averaging almost 20 a game, and Techow about 13, and Jones right about 10. And like you say, that they're looking for some of those other people to step up. Nolan Batowski, he has somebody that has contributed in the past. Last year he had some big minutes for him. He's a capable shooter. I know that's what the Linmar coaches told me, talking to them before the game on their scouting report, that you got to respect him because he can shoot the ball if he needs to, and that would be a big help for Xavier if he could get on a roll there. And then it's finding some other kids that are going to be able to step in and pick up some of that slack. Maybe they're doing it on the rebounding, taking charges, those sorts of areas, and not necessarily putting up big numbers point-wise.
For the Linmar Lions, last time out, they fell to Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a game that, you know, it wasn't that Kennedy had a big, big run in them in that win. It's just they kept kind of building on the lead and building on the lead. And as far as this basketball team is concerned for Linmar, they're still looking for their identity, I think. You got Trey Hutchison. Reese Phillips missed that game. He's going to play tonight. He's going to get in there and start after an injury in that Bettendorf game. But, you know, just find that identity that your basketball team is going to take this year.
Yeah, and two things that Chris, Coach Robertson, talked about in the pregame from that last one. He said the momentum swing at the end of the first half and the momentum swing at the end of the third period, where Linmar had a chance to score. They could have cut it to six, from six to four or three at the end of the half, and they turn it over, and Kennedy hits a three to take momentum into the halftime. Similar thing happens at the end of the third period where Kennedy gets momentum and they, Linmar loses some of the traction that they had built up. Now all of a sudden, Scott, what you have is a team that's playing with a little bit more confidence. They're looking at trying to regroup, and with a lot of young kids, that's hard to do. And then the other thing is turnovers. He said live turnovers especially. You know, they had 17 turnovers, but he thinks when they tracked it, 10, maybe 11, led directly to points for Cedar Rapids Kennedy off their turnovers. He said you can't win games when you do that, so that's got to be an area of improvement for him tonight too.
Lions led by Trey Hutchison and Tyler Bovis, both in double figures. Hutchison at 13 points a game, Bovis at 12 points per ball game. And the Saints, you mentioned Matt Mims leading the way at 19.5. Max Tekau at 12.5. Jackson Jones at 9.5 points per game. It's a Linmar team that we're used to see shooting well. It's only been two games. Keep that in mind. Lions shooting at 41% right now. But here's the big stat. You mentioned the turnovers. 21 assists to 33 turnovers. And that is very un-Lion-like over really the last 15 years.
It is, and those are growing pains that Linmar is going to have to go through right now with their lineup. And they got to correct it in a hurry if they're going to win basketball games. That's what Coach Robertson said early on here, and it takes time. It takes game experience when you're out there, you're a little bit more comfortable after you've been through it a few times and not quite as panicky and make better decisions on the floor.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight and every night throughout the basketball season. And a big thanks to everybody at First Federal for helping out. I don't see Mr. Hillers off to our left here. So, Dan, if you're listening, thank you very much for helping out. We do appreciate it. You and Tom, for all the great work that you do as far as First Federal Credit Union is concerned. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And tell them that Scott, Phil, Steve, everybody at KGYM sent you. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups. Conference opener tonight in the Mississippi Valley between number 3 and 3A Xavier and the Linmar Lions. For the Xavier Saints, they will go with this lineup. At a forward, it'll be number 14, Jackson Jones, the 6'5 junior, coming off the MVP performance in the state championship a year ago, averaging 9.5 points per game, shooting 46% from the field. Also at a forward, it'll be the football quarterback, the All-Stater, Bryce Schulte, 6'3 and a senior. And Schulte averaging 2 points and 6 rebounds a game. At center, number 32, Max Tekau, the 6'7 senior, 12.5 points, shooting 53% from the field and averaging 8 rebounds a game for Xavier. The guards at the point, it'll be number 5, Matt Mims, the 5'10 junior, averaging 19.5 points per ball game. And number 10, Nolan Butkowski, 6'2 and a senior, at 4.5 points per ball game. The head coach for the Xavier Saints is Ryan Lersman, assisted by Matt Foxhoven, Brad Stovey, Andy Allen, Mark Denny, and by Dan Hillers. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Linmar Lions, 1-1 on the year. Conference opener tonight as well for Linmar. It'll be at a forward, number 2, Reese Phillips, the 6'1 senior. He missed the Kennedy game with an injury. Phillips averaging 3 a game. Also to forward, it'll be number 20, Trey Hutchison, the 6'5 sophomore. Leading scorer, leading rebounder, 13 points, 7.5 boards a game. At center, it'll be number 44, Nate Annis, 6'4", and a junior. Annis at 2 points and 4 boards a game. And the two guards, it'll be number 15, Nolan Ruff, 6 feet even, and a junior at 6.5 points a game. And also at a guard, number 10, Tyler Bobas, the 6-foot senior, second on the team in scoring at 12 a game, shooting 50% from the field and leading Linmar in that category. Also pulls down 4.5 rebounds a game. Head coach for the Linmar Lions is Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney and by Scott Nelson. Linmar, home team in their home white with black numbers, black letters, Linmar Lions across the front with red trim and the double black striping down the side of the uniform. And Xavier in the navy blue uniform tops with the white numbers. And Xavier in white trim to silver, and a different look to the shorts, kind of a two-tone, kind of a navy blue morphing into a regular blue, Phil. And what do you think?
Well, Scott, quite frankly, when I was talking a little bit earlier, and I kind of lost my train of thought for a second, I was looking at their uniforms, and I thought, somebody forget their practice jersey. At first glance, it looks like practice jersey, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's a different look, as you say there. You look out there, it's a little bit different. It grows on you after a while. You look at it there, but it's definitely different. A different look for them. It's not the traditional look that you would expect out there. But, Scott, you look at some of the things that are going to happen here tonight. Xavier's got to find defense. Coaching staff for Coach Lersman said they were very disappointed in how they played defensively against Waverly Shell Rock. They want to see an improvement in that area tonight. Predominantly going to be man-to-man. For Linmar, they got to limit their turnovers. That was the big thing for Coach Robertson. Way too many turnovers that led to easy points in their last outing against Kennedy. So we'll see how they fare tonight.
Set to go in this one, the boys' contest. As Xavier will have Jones, Schulte, Tekau, Mims, and Bukowski going up against Phillips, Hutchison, Annis, Ruff, and Bobas for the Linmar Lions. Mississippi Valley Conference opener tonight. These teams will meet twice this year. They also met on the football field with Xavier winning that one. It'll be Max Tekau to tip it up at 6'7 against Trey Hutchison at 6'4, or check that, 6'5. And we are set to go here from the Linmar Gym. MVC basketball, the conference opener underway. Tipped around and Bryce Schulte gets it and hands it off to Matthew Mims, and we are underway. And Linmar will come out in the straight up man. Mims out top. They work the perimeter to Jackson Jones. Going to be Hutchison on him. Tekau down low. Spins in the block. Leaner up short. Got his own rebound. Back up. That's no good. Third effort knocked away from Schulte out of bounds. And it will stay with Xavier.
Well, good sign for Xavier getting on the offensive glass. Not so good for Linmar. Xavier's got the bulk in the interior over the Linmar Lions.
Inbound, off the clear out. Bukowski penetrates. On a bounce. Gets it right baseline. Tekau doubled again. Puts up the left-hand hook and scores.
Long arms by Tekau. He waited. He didn't force it right away. Showed going to his left, turns back to his right for the finish.
2-0. Hutchison coming off the high ball screen on the hand back, gets it back to Bovis. Mims will be on him in the man-to-man for Xavier as the Lions go to the bucket to our left. Reese Phillips off the clear out, circles right into the lane, and they're going to have a block called on Jackson Jones right away.
Yeah, trying to put that shoulder down, get into the lane area where he can cause problems. Jones has his hands straight up, there's too much body. Not beating him to a spot.
Ruff looking to get it in. Looking, and a bounce to Hutchison. Pop-up jumper hit the side of the glass. Rebounded by Mims. In transition. Mims stepped back, thought about the three. And now Xavier will set it up. Schulte doesn't shoot it a whole lot, but he goes and gets rebounds and does the Nick Bear stuff. Inside Tekau, left-hand hook off the right side of the iron, and the rebound out of there to Bovis. 2-0 in favor of Xavier here in the early going. Hutchison circles down the lane, stops, high teardrop is good for the heart of the paint.
Getting into the heart of the lane, that's the second time they've got into the lane area against Xavier. One area Coach Lersman wanted to improve upon was
cutting down defensive offensive penetration.
2-2, Mims off the isolation right side, looking down low for tech down. Can't get it to him, comes off the ball screen, all the way in, double pumper good for Mims.
Makes it look easy, pretty move going to his left.
4-2 lead for Xavier. Quickly in the front court, Lindmar with a basketball. Reese Phillips, after missing that Kennedy game, back in there. He'll clear out the right side for Vovis, turns down a shot. Goes cross court, Ruff coming off the ball screen, kick out to Hutchison for three, no good, and it hits the guide wires at the top of the basket.
Going to be Xavier ball going the other way. Lindmar back in the half court man. We haven't seen a whole lot of full court pressure out of the Lions. In that Kennedy game, we didn't see it much either.
Just underway, 5:43 to play here in the opening quarter. Jones up top, he'll try it for three and connect.
Very good three-point shooter, catch and shoot. Got to run him off the line a little bit if you're the Lions.
Xavier on top early, 7-2. Here in this MVC opener, Hutchison cut off by Schulte. Gets it to Phillips, coming off the two-person ball screen. Steps back for three, that's short all the way. Rebound Schulte, outlet to Pekowski. And here come the Saints. Jones in the near side corner. Cross court it goes. Mims going one-on-one all the way in. No good on the leaner, but he drew the foul. Beat him off the dribble.
Yeah, it's the second time Mims beat his defender, going to his left hand, getting all the way to the backboard area.
And Matthew Mims to the free throw line for two. Xavier early on, 59% from the line as Mims gets the first. He gets there a lot. 79%. He's shot 14 free throws already on the year.
Yeah, he is. You like to see that out of your point guard. That means they're active, putting pressure on the defense and drawing fouls.
9-2, the early cushion. As Xavier's going to go to the bench and bring in Quinn Schulte here in a moment. Bovis going inside. A little finger roll good with the right hand on a quick move into the paint.
Yeah, Max Dekow just a half a step slow getting there.
9-4. In favor of Xavier. Both teams shooting it well here in the early going. Mims holds it up front. Nolan Ruff on him. To Pekowski, goes baseline. Pop-up jumper left it short. And a rebound to Bobas. He can get up quickly. Long up court pass to Hutchison. Xavier does a good job of getting back. Phillips thought about the NBA three. Turned it down. And now Lindmar will get in the offense. Bobas goes crossover. Pull-up baseline. High Archer right through from 10.
And that crossover dribble set up the defender that time. Comes back to his left strong, gets up well in his jump shot.
Four in a row by the Lions, back within three at 9-6. Tech out left free throw line. Hands it off to Bryce Schulte. Sets a screen for Mims. He'll circle left outside the arc. Pick and roll underneath. Ball deflected right to Bryce Schulte, who gets the easy layup.
Schulte in the right spot at the right time. That possession just coming from the backside, getting easy too.
Off the tip-off of Tekau, and it's 11-6 in favor of Xavier. Lindmar basketball. Phillips between the circles in the offensive zone. Ruff working the weave. Hutchison penetrates. No look pass underneath to Annis. Lost it, picks it up, and scores.
Annis with a good job. He didn't catch it cleanly initially. He lets the defenders go on that head fake, and then he finishes it on their way down.
11-8, three-point lead. Jones. Guarded in the corner, coming off the screen. Turnaround shot good from 17. Got a great screen from Schulte.
And yeah, just enough of a rub that time to give him space to knock it down.
13-8. The hot shooting Saints up by five. Saints won the girls game, in case you're joining us late. Phillips to Bobas, trying to set the ball to screen. Stutter dribble, comes right all the way down the lane. Left hand shot no good. Missed everything, and here comes Mims the other way. Up the left-hand boards to Bukowski. Up and charging foul on Bukowski.
No basket that time, and that was Reese Phillips getting back, doing the dirty work, getting his feet set, drawing the charge.
13-8. Wholesale substitutions. Lindmar will bring Jack Gersten in. And Brennan McGaffey will come in for the Lions.
We did not see him against Kennedy the other night for Lindmar. That was a change. Coach Robertson said he wanted to get him some minutes tonight.
6'1 senior McGaffey, a running back for the Lion football team. Gerster in there as well for the Lions. 6'6 and a junior. Whip pass down low to Hutchison. Layup good. It'll count the foul. Great backdoor cut.
Nicely executed. Some misdirection out there by Lindmar. Running guys different ways. A screen the screener action at the end. Getting Hutchison open on the block.
Two field goals early for the sophomore. He'll have a free throw, trying to cap off the three-point play, and he does. 13-11, Xavier lead by two. Quinn Schulte in there for Xavier. 6-1 and a sophomore. Of course, terrific football season as well. Mims in the near side corner, outside the arc, as Cole Martin will get set to come in for Lindmar. Xavier being patient, Lindmar staying in that man. Mims out front. Standing dribble with the right hand. Goes between the legs with it. Nice crossover. Drives. Goes up. Double pump. Hanger. Got the roll.
How about the action at the end, Scott, to avoid the defender and avoid the charge? That's body control.
Mims looks taller, bigger, and stronger from last year. Three in and out. No good. Rebound Jones. Kept it alive to Schulte. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be Lindmar ball.
Now you're going to have another substitution for Lindmar. Going to the bench early. Lindmar will play 11 kids.
Cole Martin, 5'11". Coming into the game, a junior. He got the start the other night for Reese Phillips. Coming off the bench tonight. Mims, good bounce down low. Tekau posting up. Turnaround shot blocked out of there. Hutchison on the help side defense.
And he can get up. He's got very good leaping ability, and he gets off his feet quick.
Jacob Robertson in for Lindmar, 6'2 junior. Dylan Hand, the 6'3 senior, coming in. And Xavier will bring in Max Johnson, one of their linemen, 6'3 senior, into the game. Inside, Tekau had it blocked, got it back, and they're going to call a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it to Lindmar.
Going the other way. I thought maybe they might even get a travel out of that situation, but the official said no, it was a jump ball.
Xavier up four, minute 35 to play first quarter. Robertson, long one-hand push pass to McGaffey. Xavier a little zone here.
1-3-1.
Robertson left open, pumps up the three, got it. In and out, back in again for Jacob Robertson.
They use every part of that rim.
15-14, closest Lindmar has been in a while. Mims walks it across the timeline for Xavier. Stutter dribble coming left. Starts to go to the corner. Takes a free throw line. Jump pass down. It goes to Johnson. Good wraparound pass. The dunk by Tekau.
And Gertsen had to go help. He left his man. Tekau makes him pay with the flush.
17-14. See what Lindmar does. 46 seconds to play. First quarter. It's been a good one. Gertsen to McGaffey. Cross court, Robertson, he'll try for three. Dips it in and out, no good. And the rebound to Max Johnson underneath. Up ahead, it comes along the baseline. Tekau, follow a jumper, in and out, no. And the rebound to Dylan Hand. 17-14.
See if they go for one here. Well, it could happen pretty easy with Xavier in the zone.
Kind of a collapsing 1-3-1 with Quinn Schulte up top. They will go for one. 10 seconds to play. Martin playing catch with Robertson at the point. 5 seconds. Martin between the leg dribble. Pull up. High archer. Good! Just inside the arc at the horn. Cole Martin brings the Lions back within one. After one, it's Xavier 17 and Lindmar 16. We'll be back with quarter number two after this 1 minute timeout here on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier wrestlers started their season with a hard-fought 38-36 loss to Washington in the Mississippi Valley Conference dual meet opener. The Saints did collect 5 pins in the loss. Pins by Keegan Schulchick, Patrick Chambers, Josh Gerke, Colin Yanga, and Alex Francis paced the Saints. Xavier then competed in the huge 2-day Independence Invitational last Friday and Saturday. The Saints finished 13th in the 24-team field. Josh Gerke won the 145-pound title with a pin and raised his season record to 8-0. The Xavier boys and girls bowling teams are also underway with their seasons. Both teams are 1-1 for the season, each with an opening night win over Kennedy and a loss to Cedar Falls. The Saints were in action tonight against Iowa City High at Colonial Lanes in Iowa City.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Welcome back to the Linmar Gym. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you as we get ready for quarter number two here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM Cedar Rapids, also on the KGYM Radio app worldwide at kgymradio.com. Xavier with the one-point lead in the basketball. Mims, stop-and-go dribble, trapped along the far sideline and gets it off to Tekau. Mims fakes the three, drives in, stop-and-go move all the way along the baseline. Kick outside, Butkowski, right wing three, and he hits.
Capable shooter. Linmar coaches knew it in the scouting report. Hadn't really showed it yet this year, but he knocks one down there.
Set the lineups as we start quarter number two. Hand back to McGaffey, and he traveled with it. First Linmar turnover. McGaffey in there along with Martin, Hand, Robertson, and Gersten. And Gertsen, I beg your pardon.
Not a single starter out there right now for the Lions, is there?
Nope. Mims out there along with Tekau, Jones, Bukowski, and Schulte. Mims all the way in. Penetrates and was grabbed and fouled on the move down the lane.
Mims is getting into the lane a lot tonight. He's gotten there several times in the first quarter. This time he gets there and draws the foul.
Jack Gertsen picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Only the second team foul. Saints with the basketball. Linmar on the man-to-man. Mims goes back door wide open. Schulte layup, no, but he threw the foul on McGaffey, who did a good job to stop the easy two.
Mims finds the open man underneath. Schulte, kind of the forgotten man out there. They don't pay much attention to him as far as being a scoring threat, but if he's around the basket, he can put it in.
Schulte good on the first free throw. 1-for-2 on the year coming in. He does all the little things for this basketball team.
Well, he's capable of going to the free throw line. Just jinxed him right there, but he knocks him down there too.
Missed the second. 1 out of 2, 21-16. Lions down 5 with the basketball. Coming off the screen, Hand, and he traveled with it.
Second straight empty possession for Linmar. Catching it and traveling with the basketball.
Hutchison coming back in, and also it'll be Reese Phillips coming back in. Martin will stay in there. Gertsen will stay in, and Robertson for Linmar. 21-16. We're just over a minute into the second quarter. Tech down the high post to Jackson Jones. Whip pass down the left block. Schulte posting up, and he was pushed and fouled. They're going to get the foul on Phillips.
I said Phillips bodied him down there. I think that Linmar was hoping maybe for a travel. The bump maybe caused him to shuffle his feet, though.
The two quarterbacks going at it.
It'd be better if it was two linemen, wouldn't it?
Oh, they'll meet. Don't worry. Dump pass inside. Tekau got double teamed. Good job by Phillips and a behind the back. No look pass to get out of trouble.
Yeah, he avoided trouble there. He creates a turnover and then keeps the possession alive.
Hutchison out to Phillips. Fakes. Trying to go inside. The bounce pass stolen away. Tekau comes up with it. Tekau spinning on the block, goes up high off the glass with it, no good. Rebound, Schulte crashing in, and a foul on Schulte.
And that's the length of Gertsen out there on the backside on that miss, collecting the rebound and drawing the foul.
Max Johnson will come back in, and Schulte's going to go out with the two fouls now.
They don't get a whole lot smaller as far as width-wise and girth-wise out there when Johnson comes in.
Gertsen will stay in there, play center for Linmar. Lions down by 5. Phillips outside the arc. No look pass, Robertson drops it down low on the baseline. Shot up good for Jack Gertsen.
And ball movement up front, moving the ball, finding the open player.
21-18, first two for the 6'6 junior. Mims on the bounce, gets it to Tekau, turns the high post, Gertsen on him, holds it, and then Gertsen almost took it away, and then they're going to get a push from behind. The first tip was okay, but I think it got him when he went to try to get the deflection.
I think that's what's frustrating for Linmar, because they thought maybe that he they thought that he got away with it, but then all of a sudden the call came at the end. But like you said, I think it was the body.
5:39 to play. Team foul number 5 against the Lions. Mim stop and go move all the way in and was fouled on the layup attempt.
He is drawing fouls when he gets the ball in the lane area. Going to the free throw line again for, I think, the second time. And he's got in the lane earlier and drawing fouls that wind up not out of bounds situations as well.
First free throw is good by Mims. That's 7 points in the early going. Lindmar now with 16 fouls. Hutchison picked that one up. That's his first. And Mims at the line. It's up and good. Got them both. Xavier's been in the line 6 times in the first half to only one attempt for Lindmar.
It's because of dribble penetration.
Hutchison going one-on-one. Cut off by Tech Gowell on the baseline, looking for some help. Shovels it out of there on the bounce. And now Phillips will set it up. 23-18. Hutchison turns, top of the circle, puts it on the floor. On the drive, got it blocked, going in. Jones and Tekau on the block.
Good help defense that time by Xavier.
Mims, step back one-on-one move. Jumper good. Timeout, Lindmar.
Well, you said that step back out there. And I think Coach Robertson is talking about a push-off. Maybe that, what I call the chicken wing, get out there, maybe create some space.
25-18, Xavier. 30-second timeout taken by the Lions. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Good timeout by Chris Robertson. You don't want to get in the big hole like you did in the Kennedy game.
No, and you got Matt Mims who's feeling it right now too. He gets going offensively. He can be very explosive. He's beating them a lot of ways, Matt Mims. He hits a three there, step back jumper off the dribble. He's gone to the rim all the way. He's got into the lane, draw fouls, shot free throws. Scoring from all kinds of places so far.
Lindmar brings Ruff back into the game to run the point. Anna's coming back in, and Boba's back in as well. So Lindmar back with their starting five. Hutchison off the clear out. Drives on Tekau. Puts it up. No good. Contact play on. Rebound good, though, by Reese Phillips.
Yeah, Reese Phillips is there in the backside to get the easy putback.
25-20. Back within five. Mims, Jones, Bukowski, Johnson, and Tekau in there right now for Xavier for their starters in. Mims will back it out and reset it with 4:25 to play in the half. Brooks on Ruff. Goes crossover, leaves it for Jones. Drop off inside, stolen away by Phillips. Two-on-one break. Up ahead, Bobas off the glass. No, tipped up and good by Phillips.
How about Reese Phillips with two offensive rebound putbacks in the last two possessions?
Four in a row here by the Lions. Pull it back within three at 25-22. Mims off the clear out, going baseline all the way. Hangs puts it up and scores. One-on-one move.
He does it again, but he avoids body contact at the very end. Lindmar trying to draw the charge. He just kind of slithers around it.
12 for Matt Mims. Bobas going baseline all the way in. Scoop layup, no, but he was fouled. It's going to be Mims or Tekau, and they're going to get Tekau, and that's his first.
Tekau sliding over that time to give some help. Bodied him when he went for the block.
Tyler Bovis on the line for a pair for the Lions. And the first one short, no good. 4 points for Bovis on the night. Quinn Schulte back in for the Saints, replacing Max Johnson.
A little bit shorter now with this lineup in there. Jones could move to the interior. Jones is a very versatile player for him.
Free throw number two dances and falls. Bovis with his 5th point. 27-23, 3:40 and counting first half. We'll have scores at halftime. We'll talk to Xavier girls basketball coach Tom Lilly as well. Dump off pass, Tekau to Jones behind the screen. 3-pointer, strong with it, no good. Tekau high to get the rebound, brought it down and got it tied up. Anytime you bring it down, Phil, those guards can scrape at it.
Well, he did a nice job getting in there. Did the work, but like if he just keeps it up high, go straight back up, he has a chance.
Linmar basketball down by four, 27-23. Bounce pass corner, Bovis on the drive. Steps back, now puts up the three, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Annis back up and in.
Well, Linmar doing it on the boards last few possessions. Annis picking up where Reese Phillips left off.
27-25, little mini 7-2 Lion run here. Bring him back within two. Butkowski out front. Swain the circles to Mims, directing traffic out front. Brings it back to the far hash mark. Now we'll get into the offense. They'll clear it out for him, looking to go one-on-one. He'll put up the three off the hesitation dribble. No, Butkowski the weak side board. And Xavier will get it back. Had it knocked away for a moment with 2:30 to play in the first half.
Xavier going to get sets. They've been running a lot of sets this second period.
No look pass down low. Tipped out of bounds. Boy, what a crossover dribble by Mims to free himself.
He's getting into the lane area again. Mims is the inbounder. He's your best passer.
Tech out. Bounce underneath Butkowski. He had a block by Bovis. Back it comes to Mims for three. In and out, no. And the rebound to Annis. Lions could tie or take the lead here. Phillips left wing outside the arc, putting on the floor rough. Backs his way left free throw line. Now to Hutchison. He'll circle 15 feet away. Two-man game inside to rough. Little left-hand poke shot good, and we're tied.
That's not an easy shot to make, Scott. Going over in traffic like that, going to his right, he has to come back to his left to finish.
9-2. Run, timeout at 30. Going to be taken here by Xavier. With 1:45 to play here in the first half. And all the way back comes Linmar. Offensive rebounds for the Lions.
Reese Phillips in there getting a couple of them. Nate Annis there grabbing one just recently. And you know, since that timeout, Chris Robertson, they were down. He took a timeout, talked to his kids, made some adjustments on the offensive end, and it's paid off for him.
30-second timeout taken here. Girls game was won by Xavier earlier on tonight. 42-37. We'll get you some scores coming up at the break here at halftime. A few doubleheaders taking place in the MVC tonight. First night of the boys' conference tilt. 16-game conference season. Play everybody once. Three teams play twice. And these two teams will meet twice. Xavier going to spread court here a little bit with 90 seconds to play first half.
The old four corners here, Scott.
Tech out just about the free throw line. Holds it. Gets back to Mims. With a minute 20 to play.
You know, you wonder if Xavier doing this, Scott.
Butkowski pop up high archer and he got it just right of the lane on a 10-footer.
It kind of saved some running for the three big ones for Xavier Mims and Jones and Tekau as well. They're not subbing for them.
29-27, Xavier back by two, and we've got a push out front on Mims.
Still going to be out, no free throws. It's only team foul six.
And it'll be ball out of bounds to the Lions underneath their own bucket to the left. High lob pass, Annis. 53 seconds to play. Down the lane rough. No look pass to Vobis. Baseline jumper strong off the back iron. Rebound out of bounds. And it'll go to two, I think, Linmar.
Should be Linmar. It was off Xavier.
Officials are going to talk about it.
Coach Herzman wants a jump ball because he knows it went off one of the Xavier legs, too, right in front.
Yeah. To Linmar.
They got it right.
They got it right.
It was right in front of us, though.
So. Jeff Johnson knew that one.
Officials didn't ask us, though, did they?
They did not. We had the angle. 45 seconds. See if the Lions go for the last shot. Ruff holding it out top. Gets it to Phillips now. Quinn Schulte back in the game on him. Bovis bounce pass, or great bullet pass underneath to Annis.
Wide open along the baseline. They forgot about him, the Saints did.
Tied at 29, and Xavier will go for one.
Unless they get a layup, but wide open underneath. I think you're going to see one final shot.
Spread in that court. Ball tipped away, and a late whistle and a foul on Ruff.
Real late. And that's going to give Tech out free throws, one-on-one.
17th foul as well. Tech out with a one bonus. Boy, Lions did not like that call.
17 seconds left after this. I got to regroup, though, if you're Linmar.
Second foul as well on Nolan Ruff.
You got to make sure you secure a rebound if he misses. Otherwise, you got to know what you're running on the other end.
Free throw missed. Linmar can get the lead here before halftime. Cole Martin came in for Ruff. He'll walk it up. 8 seconds to play. Hutchinson on the handback as they work the weave up top. Phillips to Martin. Stutter dribble. Coming left. Spins right elbow. Fakes. Goes up with the left-hand leaner. Up. No. Foul called. And Martin with a chance to get his second opportunity as a buzzer beater.
4/10 of a second left here. He's going to get a chance to go. Not really much Xavier can do after this. He just throw it or get it inbounds.
Second on Butkowski. And Martin can't cash in on the first free throw.
Tech out couldn't cash in on the other end on the 1-on-1. See if he can break the deadlock here before half.
One more on the way. That one is good. Front iron and in. Linmar with the lead. And at half court, Mims will just hold it. And that's it for the first half of play. Halftime here from the Linmar Gym. And our score at the break. It's the Linmar Lions 30 and the Xavier Saints 29. And we'll come back to talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
It's the most wonderful time of the year until you get caught in the hustle and bustle. Fortunately, no one makes it easier to find unforgettable gifts than Helzberg Diamonds. And right now, we'll also give you the new Xbox One S Minecraft Bundle with your purchase of $999 or more. A $299 value, yours while supplies last. It's the season of giving, so give yourself a break at Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love.
During the holidays, identity thieves are thankful you shop online, book travel online, and use free public Wi-Fi. Because those activities can expose your personal information, which could lead to identity theft. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. We use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if there's a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Get 15% off through December 31st. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code MIKE15.
Gentlemen, make a lasting impression this holiday season with JCPenney. Come early to beat the rush. Doors open this Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at 8 a.m. You'll only have to make one stop to get everything she wants. With up to 70% off select gold jewelry starting at $79.99 and an extra 20% off sale prices with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Get the perfect gifts on her list. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Store hours may vary if prohibited by law. Coupon required. Valid 12/7 to 12/24. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, get a 12-ounce bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $4.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
Welcome back here at halftime as the Linmar Lions down at one time by 7 to 25-18 closed out the first half on a 12-4 run, and they lead it here at halftime over the number 3 and 3A Xavier Saints 30 to 29. Scott Unashville done here with you, and good end to that first half by Linmar.
It was, Scott, and the Lions kind of adjusted after that timeout by Chris Robertson and were able to gain the momentum back. They did it by eliminating mistakes as far as turnovers, offensive rebounds, and making sure that Xavier didn't get any easy looks driving to the basket anymore.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring in this one for the Linmar Lions. Ultra-balanced scoring here at halftime. Being led by Nate Annis with 6. He's been the recipient of few terrific passes down low, and he's got six at the break. Five apiece for Trey Hutchison and Tyler Bobas. 4 points for Reese Phillips. Cole Martin with three and Jacob Robertson with three as well for the Lions. Two for Jack Gertson and two for Nolan Ruff for the Lion total of 30. For the Xavier Saints, Matt Mims leading the way with 12. Four field goals, four out of four from the free throw line. Nolan Bukowski and Jackson Jones with five apiece. Four for Max Tekau and three for Bryce Schulte. Four turnovers for Xavier in the first half to only two for Linmar. And Linmar with a total of, well, 1-3 in that first half. Xavier with two. Linmar was 60% from the free throw line, 3 out of 5. Lions were 13 of 24 from the field, so over 50%. And Xavier right at 50%, 11 of 22 from the field. They had 2 3-pointers, 5 out of 7. From the free throw line. And I'll throw it to you for a look at rebounding.
Yeah, rebounding, we have 12-10. Xavier with that lead, and we'll start with them for the individuals. Max Tekau with 3 rebounds. Nolan Bukowski and Jackson Jones each with 2 rebounds as well. Matt Mims, Bryce Schulte, and Max Jacks Johnson each with 1 rebound. You have 2 dead ball team rebounds for the Lions. 5 offensive, 7 defensive, total of 12 for the Xavier Saints. For Linmar, very well balanced, spread out. Reese Phillips, Tyler Volvis, and Nate Annis, each with 2 rebounds. Trey Hutchison, Dylan Hand, Cole Martin, and Jack Gertson, each chipping in with 1. 3 offensive, 7 defensive, total of 10 for the Lions.
All right, I'm going to let you hand the headset to Tom Lilly, and we're going to talk with the Xavier girls basketball coach here as Xavier winning it earlier tonight 42-37 as the Saints even their record at 3-3. Tom, congratulations. Didn't count the conference standings, but you are not giving it back, are you?
Yeah, no, it seems like that's sort of been the way that things have been going here last few years, but we'll still take it. And anytime you can win on another opponent's gym, I think that it's a good thing.
Tell you what, you got to be happy. You led almost from wire to wire. Linmar had a couple of 2-point leads in the game. You probably wish for a little better free throw shooting at the end, but other than that, execution was really good tonight.
Well, it's kind of like we seem to do what we practice, and, you know, based upon how much you have to get better, you find yourself doing certain things. We've emphasized rebounding, did a lot of rebounding work this week, and it paid off for us a big time. And so you only get so much time to practice, and we haven't really put a lot of emphasis on free throws, but we didn't shoot them real great up at Cedar Falls. I think 3 for 8, and they hit 15, and so there's a difference in the game there. And so we'll find ways to get back and try to improve on that.
Well, you had 3 girls with 3 different spurts. You had Kylie Brown in the first quarter. You had Lexi Noonan in the third quarter, and then your freshman took it over at the end.
Well, we were kind of talking about how we found ourselves playing in a number of games like Iowa City West and some other teams that we just seemed like all of us kind of decided that, you know, we would struggle all at the same time. And when that happens, it really puts a limitation on your ability to try to be successful with that. So we understand that each player is going to have a strong night and maybe an off night, but when we put it all together, I think that it makes a big difference. But we're pretty happy for our kids. We found Kylie down below a lot early, and then they made some adjustments, and that allowed Lexi to kind of cut loose, and I think she has the ability to do that. And you know, I think Caitlin is going to be a special player, and she's just trying to feel out, you know, what her role and responsibility is like everybody else. So, you know, the more we practice, the more we get together, the more we play with each other and try to continue to learn and remember the things that we got to get better at, I think we're going to be okay.
And the 1-3-1 kind of bothered you a little bit, made a few adjustments in it anyway. But you know what? You only ended up with 6 turnovers tonight, so you got to be pretty happy about that.
Well, that's pretty special because we had been averaging about, low 20s, and I just think that it comes with moving. We sometimes get caught standing a lot, put a lot of pressure on the pass receivers, but I just think that offensively we started working against the 1-3-1, not knowing that they were going to do it, but we know that Wally West is going to probably do it on Tuesday, so we put it in the other day. And, you know, the thing about some of our kids is this is, you know, first time, first look, see at some of the things we're doing. And if, when you only get 20 minutes to try to do it and then put it in a pressure-packed situation and expect them to run it, you're asking quite a bit of them. So we modified. We went back to some offenses that we weren't sure were going to work. And as long as we've moved the ball, and I think that when they started trapping us in the third quarter, it freed us open. As long as we caught it and moved it, I think we're pretty good shape.
You mentioned this wonderful schedule to start the year continues with Waterloo West coming up on Tuesday night. And the Wahawks are no slouch with Dr. Tony.
No, we always look forward to playing Waterloo West. You know, Dr. Pappas is an extremely good coach, and he gets his kids to play hard. And we saw him this summer up at Wartburg, and we know that he's got a lot of kids coming back with experience and kids that can shoot. So it'll be, you know, we usually have good contests against each other, and it kind of a, you know, it's kind of a rivalry without people talking about it being a rivalry, because it was always close, and, you know, one team seems to get the other one by a few points here or there. And, you know, so we'll be ready. This is a, you know, confidence booster tonight, and we'll be in a situation where, again, like you said, we have to face Linmar again at our place, and we got Prairie with, you know, two games, and we got Kennedy with two. So, but the schedule is what it is. Everybody's going to go through it at some point in time, just based upon when. So I think all he would have needed to do is throw Iowa City West in there early, and we would have had the quadfecta in terms of, the, you know, the top teams in the state. And we're going to go to Valley here coming up, too, at start of after Christmas. And so, you know, what the heck? You might as well go see what you got.
Well, you had a win tonight, and congratulations, Tom, and enjoy the snowy weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Well, I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy. All right, thanks for coming.
You bet. Tom Lilly, head coach of the Xavier girls basketball team. They won earlier tonight over number 11 at 5A Linmar, 42-37. Halftime of the boys game going on right now. We get ready for half number two, and Linmar with a one-point lead at 30-29 on a 12-4 run. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. So we're getting ready for half number two of this one here tonight, Phil. And be interesting to see the changes made for Xavier. Matt Mims with a good first half. They went to Tech out early, but didn't get a lot of touches in the second quarter.
That may be one of the things you see there, too. Lindmar's done a pretty good job of trying to keep him in front and not let him get around. The biggest problem is Mims for the Lions defense, keeping him out of the lane area, because he's been very good, gotten there a lot. Good things happen when he gets in the lane with the basketball. Area of emphasis for Linmar defensively.
Quarter number three underway. Xavier ball first. Mims, a pop-up three from the right side, no good. Wide open, put back, no good. Third effort up and good. Off the Bukowski miss, Bryce Schulte gets it. He's got his second field goal in five, and it's 31-30 in favor of Xavier. Starting lineups for Xavier: Jones, Schulte, Tekau, Mims, and Bukowski. Coming left, here is Ruff. Pop-up jumper way short. Might have been partially blocked. And Xavier the other way.
Bryce Schulte with the defensive rebound, bringing it down the floor.
I'm going to get a foul on Schulte on an illegal screen up front.
And the handoff to Mims out there.
Third foul on Bryce Schulte.
He's coming out quick. Got that second foul in the first half. They had to bring him back out early.
Max Johnson will come in. Linmar with Hutchison, Phillips, Ruff, Bovis, and Annis. Starting five for Chris Robertson. Off the clear out, Hutchison one-on-one. Backdoor pass tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Linmar.
Linmar going to be baseline out of bounds. They like to run a 1-4 across the baseline look, lob it into the big guy, and then get some action off it.
Kennedy stole that off the double team the other night. Looking. Now they'll finally go out deep, and the high catch made at the far side hash by Bovis. Hutchison hands it off. Ruff on the dribble, penetration, spins off the glass with the left of the lane, no good. The rebound and a foul. Johnson fouled from behind.
Well, Max Johnson coming off the bench for Schulte, doing his job, getting a rebound in traffic.
And Hutchison picks up his second foul. He's got two. Ruff has two. Gertson on the bench with two. Xavier, Schulte with three, and Bukowski with two. That's Bryce Schulte. Xavier played seven in that first half. Check out outside the arc. Jones up top to Mims. He'll fire for three. Off the left side, no good. Rebounded by Trey Hutchison. Here comes Linmar in the front court. Hutchison spots up for three. That's off the right side, no. And Tekau with a rebound. A little slow start for both teams here in quarter number three.
Coming out a little cold offensively.
Mims over to Jones. Quick turnaround, three won't go. Back iron, deep kicker comes out the rough. One on two, splits defenders all the way in. Layup, no, but he drew the foul. He'll go to the line for two. That's going to be the second on Max Tekau.
Long rebound for Linmar. Ruff getting that rebound leads to the runout. It's almost like an outlet pass to start the transition.
Nails the free throw. We're tied at 31. 6:16 to play here in the third. Second free throw on the way. That's short left. Rebounded by Jackson Jones. Another tie here, 31 apiece, Linmar and Xavier. Mims, pass up top, almost taken away, and now it is stolen by Hutchison. He's got a breakaway, all the way in, dunks it home, and they're going to get a foul on Johnson.
Yeah, you knew Hutchison was going to try and put that down, but he got the steal and the run out. Johnson was just trying to go for the ball. He didn't like the call, he didn't think he touched him.
Now Quinn Schulte will come in for Max Johnson. And it'll be one free throw for Trey Hutchison.
They become shorter now. Jones will move him to the interior.
Got the free throw, eight for Hutch. And Linmar with their biggest lead, 34-31 by three. Mims stop and go dribble. Driving a kick, left corner, Jones. High arching three is good.
Well, it's set up by Mims and the dribble penetration, and Jones doing what he does best, catching and shooting.
Just like that, back to a tie at 34. Hutchison drives, double pump pass, and a block. Going to be called on Xavier.
Linmar going to be out of bounds. No, they're giving him two shots.
Ooh, and Tekau gets his third. And Bryce Schulte's going to come in with three fouls. Xavier's getting into foul trouble.
I was surprised on that they are giving him.
Wow, that was a pass.
Yeah, it was clearly.
Hutchison makes the first free throw.
Let's watch the screen out after the free throw here, Scott. On the, if you touch at all, the rule states, kind of point of emphasis, supposed to be anyway, the shooter at the free throw line, he's supposed to be protected. Right there. Coach Robertson's talking about it. He did that last time. That is supposed to be an automatic foul. That's why the rules taken away any kind of judgment by the officials.
36-34, Linmar by two. Mims up top, picked up by Ruff, comes off the ball screen, leaves it for Quinn Schulte, drives baseline, bounce back to Bryce as they work the triangle left. Mims going baseline, cut off, lost the ball out of bounds. Good defense by Gertson, who came in.
Gertson giving help, coming from the backside, get his foot out of bounds that time, and there's no place for Mims to go.
36-34. Lions played without Reese Phillips against Kennedy. Gertson holds it in the high post, right of the circle. Sets a screen for Ruff. Little screen and roll, can't do anything with it. Hutchison off the clear out, drives on Jones. Over to Bobas. Bobas, step back, high archer, swished right through from the left baseline from 15.
Tough shot, Scott. Going over, good defense that time by Xavier.
Lions by four, 38-34. Nice crossover dribble. Mims all the way in. Hanks puts it up, no. Rebound Hutchison. Good move, just a little bit too strong off the glass. Hutchison on the hand back to Bobas. Stutter dribble coming right with it. Phillips picked up by Quinn Schulte. Holds it left wing. Now up top to Ruff with 4:20 to play in the third. Linmar by four. Hutchison circles up top. Picked up by Jones on the man-to-man. A bounce to Gertson down on the right block. Backs his way in. Back to Ruff. Ruff, follow-away shot. Left is short from 10. Got his own rebound. Back up. Good. It'll count the foul.
Yeah, Ruff working hard that time. sticking with it, didn't give up on it. It's the payoff for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And Nolan Butkowski has three fouls now.
And Xavier going to go a little bit deeper in their bench now.
Free throw short, and a rebound to Quinn Schulte. Biggest Lindmar lead by six at 40-34. And Xavier's got Bryce Schulte, Tekau, and Bukowski with three fouls apiece. Mims coming left, lost the ball. Good defense by Ruff as was tipped out of bounds. And now Hand and Robertson in for Lindmar.
Reese and Volvis out. Phillips and Volvis out. Kind of the two kids with experience out there. All five reserves out there right now.
But Lindmar did this in the first half and didn't lose anything.
That's right. I didn't take that bet. Hutchinson's still out there. Yeah, one of the starters, but they do go deep.
Quinn Schulte, stutter dribble coming left. On the drive, off balance, floater, no, and the rebound to Hutchinson. Xavier has gone ice cold suddenly here in the third.
They're so hot in that first half of play. They're shooting the ball really well.
3.5 to play third quarter. Ruff out front, long bounce pass, one-handed catch by Robertson. As the Lions work to perimeter. On the drive, Hutchinson cut off by Jones. Looking for some help. Off the clear out, gets it to Ruff. 3:13 to play. Hutchinson on the drive. All the way in. Hanks puts it up. No, but he was fouled. They're going to get body contact on Jackson Jones.
It's the sixth team foul for Xavier already, Scott. A lot of ball game left. Lindmar could be in the bonus for a long time in this game.
Well, in the first half, it was Xavier getting to the line. Second half, it's been Lindmar getting to the line. Free throw up and in. And especially Trey Hutchinson. Came in averaging 13. He's got 11 now. 41-34. Second one up, good. Eight in a row now by the Lions.
Hutchinson going to get a well-deserved break here now. McGaffey in the ball game for the Lions.
Xavier needs a bucket.
Well, they like to run sets. Timeout. Coach Lersman's taking a timeout.
Got to get a timeout here. Full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 3:03 to play, third quarter. It's 42-34. Lindmar on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout. And come back after this. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at the Lindmar Gym. Reminder, tomorrow, high school basketball in the afternoon. Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson will be at Al Burnett. It'll be West Branch and Al Burnett's doubleheader, 2:45. That'll be on our FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Tomorrow at 2:45. Girls basketball, Prairie leading Washington 40-39 at halftime. And in boys basketball, Iowa City West with a 2-point lead on Hempstead right now, midway through the third quarter. Isn't MVC basketball fun?
Yeah, a lot of crazy things can happen.
Mims out top, between the circles, over to Jones. A quick three, no good, short, rebound out of bounds. He'll go to Lindmar. That was a quick catch and turn by Jones.
Out of a set like that, coming out of a timeout. They got the green light, though. They take it. Good shooter like that.
42-34. Circling left, Robertson, and trying to go back to McGaffey and threw it behind him out of bounds. Only the third Lindmar turnover.
I was going to say, they haven't had many tonight. JJ says four over there. He's got them for four. But that's a big turnaround from last time we saw them. They had 17 total against Kennedy.
And Tekau will come in. Spencer Dempewolf comes out. He was in momentarily, 6-foot senior. As Mims in there along with Tekau, Bryce Schulte, Quinn Schulte, and Jackson Jones. Mims circling left with it, going one-on-one all the way in. Hanks puts it up short. Tell you what, Gertson in there is not giving up an inch. Kick back, hand a deep three, no good. And it comes out deep to Mims. Long angle pass up court. Jones steps in, open 15-footer, no, but a foul on the clear out on McGaffey.
At the end, we got a little bit of contact. We're going to get him two free throws out of this. That's something Xavier needs to capitalize on, get into the free throw line, take advantage of them when they can.
Jackson Jones with eight, couple of threes to go along with a two tonight. Trying to break an 8-0 Lion run, gets the free throw to go. 2:10 to play, quarter number three. Senior leading Wallard at halftime, big, 40-20. Both free throws good. Senior has got a very good basketball team.
Marion girls up 74-34 against Williamsburg.
Here, Lindmar by six. 2 minutes played, third quarter with the basketball. Rough. Penetrates up top to McGaffey. Over it comes, set the screen. Free throw line and a hand check going to be called on Xavier. They fouled Dylan Hand and is going to go to the line. That's team foul seven.
The rest of the night, they're going to be shooting free throws on all the Xavier fouls.
And Jackson Jones has three. All the Xavier starters with three except for Matt Mims, who's got one.
And this is what they had problems with up at Waverly. Foul trouble early in that ball game.
Free throw, rimming in and out. And here comes Xavier the other way. Quinn Schulte, and he's going to get called for the carry.
Yeah, kind of caught on his hip that time. Not able to get his hand up on top of the ball. He had to kind of palm it.
Turnover number seven. Xavier in major foul trouble here with a minute 40 to play in the third. Jacob Robertson out front, over to Hand in the corner, and he traveled with it. Trying to make a move up the dribble. Turnover number four.
Lindmar sticking with that half-court man-to-man defense, Scott.
Terrific crowd on Hand tonight, probably about 1,800 or so. Bullet pass down low. Nice catch in traffic by Tekau, then lost it. It's out of bounds and will stay with the Saints.
Mims becomes the trigger man again on the baseline out of bounds. They run a 1-4 set. Similar looks to what Lindmar does.
In the Jones, spinning along the far sideline. He'll hand it off to Mims, and now he'll be picked up by Cole Martin. Takes him off the dribble all the way in. Fakes, hangs, got it blocked by Gertson. Got it back, ball tipped to the center circle. Loose, picked up by Lindmar. Lions come away with the basketball. McGaffey sets the screen. Robertson coming right. Jump pass to the corner. Martin, three, off, no, and the rebound and a foul on Gertson.
Tekau that time doing a good job on the screen out on the backside, getting Gertson to go over the top.
His third, first line with three. But only the third team foul against Lindmar.
See what Coach Lersman draws up here, calls final minute of this quarter.
Defending 3A state champs down by six. Ball tipped away from Mims, 5 second count on. Jess gets rid of it in time. Jones comes left off the high ball screen. Over to Schulte, open 10-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound to McGaffey, who got good position. And now Lindmar will go for one.
I think you'll see that. Lindmar's usually pretty good at the end of quarters. A rare exception was that game against Kennedy. They execute down the stretch pretty well.
And the Lions will get the ball first to start quarter number four. 15 seconds, Cole Martin. He'll call the play, angling right with the dribble. On the handoff, gets it to Robertson. Guarded by Schulte. Spinning, 7 seconds. Over to McGaffey. He'll fire for three. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds with 2.5. It'll be Xavier ball.
Time. Lindmar needs to pick up. Keep the ball in front because Mims can get down the floor in a hurry. So just let him catch it clean.
They will. Get it into Mims. Collects it, goes up with the three-quarter court shot at the horn. Well, fasten the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. After three, it's Lindmar, 42, number 3 and 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier 36. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No-strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Fourth quarter underway here from Linmar. Kennedy with a 53-43 lead in the third quarter over at the Kennedy Gym against Jefferson. Here, Linmar with the ball. Robertson right free throw line, back to McGaffey, fakes in the three, on the drive, and a travel on McGaffey.
Lost the ball, got into the lane area. Used the shot fake, set up the defender well, but just couldn't quite hold on to it.
Xavier with Mims bringing it up. In there with Tekau, Jones, Bryce Schulte, and Bukowski. Xavier battling the foul trouble here tonight. Jones, top of the circle. Hutchison coming out on him. We'll set the Linmar lineup for you in a moment. Cole Martin, Hutchison, Gersten in there, McGaffey, and a three-point opportunity coming up also in there, Robertson, as Mims took it down the heart of the lane and banked it in.
And McGaffey, they said, was the guilty party for the Lions.
No, Cole Martin.
Oh, yeah, well, that is what Xavier needed, was get into the lane area that time and get Mims going again. He had went cold from the floor in that third period. Good start for him in the fourth.
Back comes Xavier with a little 5-0 run. Free throw. Trying to cap off the three-point play. Matt Mims bends the knees, puts it up, and got it. He's got 15, and back comes Xavier. Linmar's lead cut to three. 5-0 run by the Saints, 42-39. Hand, Phillips, and Hutchison in there. Hutchison in the lane. Pull-up 12-footer, back iron, no. Gertsen, a rebound, and he was fouled going up.
And that's that is Gertsen. Working hard in traffic between two Xavier defenders. He gets that offensive board.
Jackson Jones with his fourth. So he becomes the first Saint with four. And Gertsen on the line. Averaging two a game. First free throws of the year, and he missed it.
You wonder what Xavier's not going to go to the Xavier's not going to go to the bench. They're going to leave Jones in there with four fouls.
Free throw number two is up and good. Gertsen with three. He'll check out. Nate Annis will come in.
It's a long time to go. 7:05 left to play without picking up another foul.
43-39. Mims up top. Quinn Schulte, right sideline to Jones. Comes left off the ball screen. High pass, catch by Mims. Mims goes left. Leaves it for Schulte up top. Schulte backs up. He'll put up the three. Missed it, no good. Offensive rebound. Tekau lost it going up and was fouled. He'll get two free throws. And Reese Phillips got him going up.
Tekau working for position before that shot went up, and that's what you got the payoff with the offensive rebound.
He'll get two free throws. And the first one up and no good. Tekau, only 4 of 8 coming in. And he's 0 for 2 tonight. Bends the knees, and this one's no good, but he chases down his own rebound and got the putback. Nobody blocked him out.
I might miss the free throws, but I'm going to go ahead and earn it the other way. He took the hard way, but he still got the two.
43-41, stutter dribble, Bobas coming right on the handoff. Gets it to Hutchison as they work the way. Circling right with it. Phillips on the hand back. Vovas pops the three. In and out. Back in again.
A little hand on Vovas. Capable shooter. Not afraid to take the big shot.
10 for Vovas. 46-41. Mims penetrates. Stops. Pops and hits on the high archer from about 8 feet out.
Going to his left that time. Nice little soft touch.
17 for Matt Mims. 46-43. Lindmar by three. Less than six to play in the game. Phillips working the perimeter, off the clear out. Hutchison one-on-one. Leaner up, no. Offensive foul on Hutchison.
Quinn Schulte coming from up top, sliding down that time. Working hard, getting good position, drawing the charge.
Lindmar by three. Xavier can tie with the three ball. Mims angling right off the top of the key. Spins back out front to Jones. Hutchison's done a good job on him. Mims tried to go crossover, lost it, and then Mims commits a foul. Or was it Jones?
Yeah, Mims was first.
It was Mims, yes. That's his second. That would have been it for Jones.
Yeah, Jones got there late. It was Mims who got a piece of them early.
And 1-1 coming up for Trey Hutchison. Free throw up, right through for Hutchison, who's been perfect tonight. 7 out of 7 from the line. Terrific looking sophomore at 6'5". One more up, in and out. I jinxed it.
And Jones with that defensive board for the Saints.
47-43, 5.5 to play. Mims drives, circles it back out, and resets. Nolan Ruff playing off of him in the man-to-man. Bukowski, back comes to Mims. Uses the high ball screen, little pick and roll. Over to Bukowski, wide open three, up no good on the line driver, and a rebound to Hutchison.
Stop. Hutchison gets a rebound. Phillips was the one that had the screen out of the bigger Xavier Saint that time.
47-43, Ruff, yo-yo dribble, left wing, outside the arc against Bukowski. Hutchison reverses it, over comes to Bovis, who just hit a big three. Here's Ruff. Standing dribble. Now a stop and go move. Pull up left hander. Got it to go from the heart of the lane.
Just kind of testing the walkers a little bit. Defense didn't come, so he took the shot.
Back to a 6-point lead. 7 now for Nolan Ruff. Still a lot of time. 4:34 remaining in the ballgame. Mims directing traffic in front court. Jackson Jones playing with four fouls. High lob pass too tall. They're going to get a foul. Annis on a push from behind.
Underneath, they said the hand action maybe. Official had good position right there on the baseline.
But Tekau is 0 for 3 from the line tonight. 1 and the bonus coming up here for the Saints.
Lindmar's going to have to remember to block him out this time. The last time he missed both free throws, but he got the offensive rebound on his second miss.
Free throw on the way, in and out. Hutchison high to get the board. 49-43, 4:20 to play. We'll talk with the winning coach coming up after the ball game. We're going to get a Lindmar full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:15 to play in the ball game. Lindmar 49, Xavier 43. Back in a minute on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier Wrestlers started their season with a hard-fought 38-36 loss to Washington in the Mississippi Valley Conference dual meet opener. The Saints did collect 5 pins in the loss. Pins by Keegan Schulchick, Patrick Chambers, Josh Gerke, Colin Yanga, and Alex Francis paced the Saints. Xavier then competed in the huge 2-day Independence Invitational last Friday and Saturday. The Saints finished 13th in the 24-team field. Josh Gerke won the 145-pound title with a pin and raised his season record to 8-0. The Xavier boys and girls bowling teams are also underway with their seasons. Both teams are 1-1 for the season, each with an opening night win over Kennedy and a loss to Cedar Falls. The Saints were in action tonight against Iowa City High at Colonial Lanes in Iowa City.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back. back with you here at Linmar as the Lions lead by six with the basketball coming off the timeout. Chris Robertson talking with the troops. Rough into the front court with the dribble. Goes between the legs with it. Brings it up top to Vovis. Vovis feeds high post. Phillips back into the ball game. Phillips on the drive left of the lane. No look behind the back pass to Vovis. Vovis spins. His shot rejected. Good help defense by Tekau.
All right, come over. That long arm timed it perfectly to get the shot.
Butkowski drives. No look pass. Tipped stolen away.
Hutchinson with the steal. I don't know who got the initial deflection. Phillips has been involved in a lot of big plays for the Lions tonight.
49-43. Xavier with 19 fouls, so Linmar will be shooting two from here on in. Rough into the lane. Right back it comes to Hutchinson. He works the triangle left. Back to Hutchinson in the corner. Starts to penetrate. Gets cut off by Tekau. 3:18 to play. Hutchinson, spin move. Leaner up. Good. Got around Jones. Playing with four.
That's such a long step, Scott, to go around defenders.
Linmar, 8-point lead again. 51-43 on the penetration. Mims fouled as he took it inside. That's going to be on Nolan Ruff, his third.
Mims is going to be one on one, not in the act of shooting.
Mims, 5 for 5.
Good free throw shooter. So you want out there if you're the Xavier Saints.
Free throw up, good. Mims with the bonus. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight.
Half City West just takes a 1-point lead.
On Hempstead.
On Hempstead. They're in a battle right down to the end.
That is in Iowa City.
Marion Boys up by 3. 20 seconds left against Williamsburg.
Free throw number 2 is up and good by Mims. Mims having a good night. He's got 19. 51-45. I would not be surprised to see Linmar go spread court, and that looks like what they're going to do.
Usually a pretty good ball handling team. Usually a pretty good free throw shooting team. Put those two things together.
Hutchinson posting up inside. Goes up with the off-balance shot. No, and the rebound to Tekau. And then Tekau knocked away from behind, and then Tekau with a foul.
That's going to be... No, it's not an intentional, is it?
Nope. But you sent Hutchinson to the line for 2. Fourth on Tekau.
Jones back in the ball game right now. Coach Lehrsman going to play a little offense defense here. Going down the stretch with the kids with 4 fouls.
Free throw rattles in.
Tekau comes out with 4. Jones comes in as 4.
Quinn Schulte and Spencer Dempelwolf will come in. 52-45. Second one on the way, good. Back to that high water mark of 8. 53-45. 2:38 to play. Mims doubled up top on the penetration. All the way in. Layup good with the left hand. Full court pressure coming.
We knew it was going to happen.
Bring it up against Vovis. Good ball handling against Mims. And he's playing with 2 fouls. On the drive, Ruff in all the way. Got caught, kicked it back out. Phillips takes a free throw line. And travel going to be called on Ruff as he went to make a move.
Said he shuffled his pivot foot. We've seen that called several times tonight both ways, Scott. Kids shot fake and think they're going to go, and they wind up moving that pivot foot before they put the ball down.
53-47. Xavier down 6 with the ball. Here is a quick 3 by Jones. Short, no good. And a rebound to Hutchinson. Boy, he's done a good job at the boards tonight.
7 rebounds, all on the defensive end.
Minute 53 to play in the ball game. Coming left with it. Vovis, far side. Phillips at the hash mark, and he was fouled. They're going to get Dempelwolf on the foul.
A little bit of body out there. That's what Linmar wants. They want Xavier out chasing so they get a chance to get to the free throw line.
Phillips with his first free throws of the year.
Should be double bonus, shouldn't it, too?
Yep. And the free throw, good. Balls for Phillips. Front iron again.
Well, right now you're looking at a possible 8-point deficit if he can convert here. Start thinking possessions both ways. Got to maximize them if you're Xavier.
Free throw number two is good. Phillips gets the ball. He's got six. 55-47. Mim stutter dribble, goes crossover, spins into the lane, and traveled with it.
Yeah.
Boy, that was good defense by Reese Phillips.
Yeah, it was. He kept him in front that time. And he did. He took an extra hop at the end.
Lindmar by eight against the full court pressure. That's man-to-man pressure, and they'll try to trap in the backcourt. Pass up ahead on the bounce. Phillips on the dribble drive. No look. Bounce underneath to Annis. Back outside. Three up. No by Ruff. Tip no good. Kept alive. And finally Xavier out of there with it. That would have brought the house down. That three. Here's Mims. Stutter dribble on the drive. In all the way. Hanks puts it up. No. Back tap. Loose. Goes into the backcourt. Chased down by Jones. Minute six to play. Xavier down eight. Quinn Schulte over into the corner now. To Jones, turns, faces, drives on Hutchison. Back it comes. Mims going baseline. In all the way. Double pump reverse. No. The rebound to Annis. 48 seconds, and Lindmar with an 8-point lead.
Xavier's going to foul. They can't let too much clock run.
40 seconds to play. Back it comes to Phillips, between the circles.
Doesn't look like they're going to foul, Scott.
30 seconds. And no indication of a foul as of yet. And Lindmar going to get a big win at home tonight.
And they needed it coming off that loss to Kennedy at home.
12 seconds to play. And they're just going to dribble it out here. Xavier will drop the one and two as the Lions get the win. Final score, the Lindmar Lions 55 and the Xavier Saints 47. We'll come back and have the postgame for you from Lindmar. And we'll do it after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Who has more fragrant skiffs, designer flair, and you smell amazing, what scent do you wear? Nobody but Stage.com, because we have all of the latest designer fragrances they're wishing for, like new Coach the Fragrance for her, scents from Dolce & Gabbana, Ralph Lauren, and Giorgio Armani, and must-have luxuries from Versace and Gucci. Plus, get a free 9-piece travel bag with $50 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Find giftspiration that makes good sense at Stage.com. Ship straight to your door or theirs. Exclusions apply.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The relentless pursuit of perfection, the commitment to precision and accuracy, the quest for constant innovation. For over 160 years, Tissot has always delivered by providing Swiss quality and reliability. To shop from a premier selection of Tissot men's and women's stylish watches, visit Benbridge Jeweler. Give a gift with meaning, the gift of time, with a Tissot watch from Benbridge Jeweler, wrapped in an exclusive Benny Bear. To find the perfect Tissot timepiece, visit your local Benbridge Jeweler or shop online at benbridge.com.
Welcome back here to the Lindmar Gymnasium. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn. Final score of our boys' game tonight, the Lindmar Lions with a 55-47 victory in this one over number 3 in 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier. And Phil, good shooting performance by Lindmar. Rebounded well on the offensive and on the defensive side. And they got Xavier in foul trouble tonight as well.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it was a great second half performance by the Lindmar Lions. Actually, you go partway into that second quarter, they got down. Chris Robertson called a timeout. I don't know whatever he said and talked to his kids about, but something clicked. And they played very well from that point on. They limited the turnovers. They did a good job on the boards. They got some second chances and an offensive rebound themselves. And I tell you, he's got to feel good about this turnaround after the Kennedy game. Probably felt a little bit disheartened having 17 turnovers in the Kennedy game. And then you come out here in a game like this against a quality opponent and you play a whole lot better.
And just too much foul trouble tonight for the Xavier Saints in this one. And then things in the third quarter, just Xavier got a point where they were just ice cold for a while.
Yeah, and the third period really hurt. Matt Mims, who had been so good in the first half, I don't know if maybe he was 0 for 7, something like that in the third period. And he had been getting into the lane and caused Lindmar fits on the defensive end by penetrating and drawing fouls and that sort of stuff. Lindmar did a nice job keeping him in front from that point on out. And then a little bit of foul trouble for Xavier. Do they become tentative then when they get 3-4 fouls like that because they know they can't go very deep in the bench? So that depth, lack of depth for Xavier continues to be a problem for him.
Let's take a look at the final scoring of this one for the victorious Lindmar Lions, 2-1 on the year, and they go to 1-0 in conference play. Two in double figures led by Trey Hutchison with a team-high 17 points, four field goals, and 11 free throws, 11 out of 12 from the free throw line for Hutchison and 17. 10 points for Tyler Vovis, big three-pointer early in that fourth quarter to help out the Lions. 7 points for Nolan Ruff, six apiece for Reese Phillips and Nate Annis, and then three apiece off the bench for Jacob Robertson, Cole Martin, and Jack Gertson played a nice game tonight as well in the interior. He ended up with a total of 3 points tonight. For Cedar Rapids Xavier, they fall to 1-2 and 0-1 in league play. Two in double figures, Matt Mims leading the way, team at game high, 21 points tonight, seven field goals, seven free throws for Mims. 10 points for Jackson Jones, including a pair of threes. 6 points for Max Tekow. And then five for Nolan Bukowski and Bryce Schulte with five as well. Turnovers, unofficially, Xavier with 10. Lindmar with 7. Bench scoring was 9-0 in favor of Lindmar. So we talked in the pregame about the deeper team. And that proved out tonight with Lindmar winning that battle 9-0 here in this one. 3 three-pointers for Xavier to 2 for the Lions. And the free throws, Lindmar was 15 of 22 in the ball game tonight. And that comes out to about 70%. Xavier was 67%. They were 10 out of 15 in the ball game tonight. And I'll throw it to you for a look at our final rebounding numbers.
Well, we have it 29-26, plus 3 for the Xavier Saints. They do win the battle of rebounds. But they couldn't get it done on the scoreboard. But let's look at the individuals. We'll start with the victorious Lions. Trey Hutchison with 8 rebounds, 7 of those coming in the second half of play. So he turns in a good effort there for Lindmar. 4 for Nate Annis. 3 for Jack Gertson off the bench. I echo what you say. I thought he did a nice job coming in and gave good minutes for Lindmar. 2 for Reese Phillips as well as Tyler Vovis and Nolan Ruff. 1 apiece for Jacob Robinson, Dylan Hand, Cole Martin, and Brennan McGaffey. 7 offensive, 19 defensive, 26 for Lindmar. For the Saints, Max Tekow leads them with 8, 5 for Jackson Jones, 3 rebounds apiece for Nolan Bukowski as well as Bryce Schulte, 2 for Matt Mims, Max Johnson with 2 as well, 1 apiece for Spencer Dimplewolf and Quinn Schulte, 10 offensive, 19 defensive, total of 29 for Xavier.
All right, got a couple of the Saints here, and we're going to start with the senior because he's got money.
Lions.
Oh, I'm Lions. I'm sorry. Reese is going to hit me here. Reese Phillips here as Lindmar wins it 55-47. First of all, you're getting money here, so you know, you can get a good meal on the way home tonight, right?
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Well, congratulations. I know you. It had to hurt you not to play against Kennedy the other night.
Definitely.
But I'm sure that in retrospect, this game being a conference game meant more than that game did.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to play, but I didn't want to do anything that would further shorten my season in the long run. So I knew if I could get back to this game, it'd be well worth it.
How do you feel tonight? Felt okay?
Yeah, I felt great. Didn't even notice it at all. Just felt normal.
You guys shot the ball really well after the first quarter. It took a while to get going, but and the turnovers were way down tonight. You had to be happy with that.
Yeah, we definitely preached in practice. Limit the turnovers, and we knew the shots eventually would start to fall, as in the other two games we struggled in the first half. But, yeah, we just kept shooting, and it was a team effort and a nice team win.
For yourself, you did a lot of the little things tonight, tipping passes, getting rebounds, getting into passing lanes, playing really good defense tonight, and I know you take pride in doing that.
Yeah, definitely. I like to think defense is my thing, and like you said, I take a lot of pride in playing defense. I see it as I don't need to be a scorer or anything like that, so yeah, it's just, I think we played good team defense tonight as well.
And good to get a conference win right out of the shoot.
Yeah, definitely. A conference win is always nice.
All right. Well, go spend your $20 and enjoy the win tonight.
Thank you.
All right. That's Reese Phillips, Trey Hutchison joining us, and had a 17-pointer. And congratulations. A heck of a performance tonight by you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Got to talk about the dunk first. That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, I mean, just got the steal, and I got to go for it. I mean, teammates have been yelling at me for not getting one down in the first two games, so I went for it and paid off.
And got fouled.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think I got fouled, but that was awesome.
You're not going to turn it down, right?
I'm not going to turn it down.
What was the key? It looked like you got him into foul trouble, and in the second half looked like you took him off the dribble a little bit more.
Yeah, we just had to – defending that high ball screen between Mims and Techow was huge because Mims has been their highest leading scorer. Techow was second. That's really where they get a lot of their action at the start, and we defended that really well with our weak side help. And everybody just stepped up, rebounded, talked, did the little things, and we were able to pull it off.
And as far as your performance, you can hit that jump shot, took a couple charges tonight as well, and you had to be happy with your game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
A lot better. The team is better,
yeah,
right?
A lot better than the first two. I'm a little more happy than the win with the win.
But what do you think about this team? You know, a lot of people without Bohannon, they're thinking, well, this is the year, you know, you get Lindmar. I imagine you guys are taking pride in the fact that you're going to hold up the tradition.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely a young team without a lot of experience from last year. But like Coach always tells us, I mean, our ceiling's way higher than everybody else's. Nobody knows what we can do. So we can come out and really prove people wrong and hold up the tradition.
And your bench did a good job tonight.
Oh, yeah, our bench is huge. We're completely deep. We're very fluid throughout the bench.
Well, good job tonight, Trey. And,
thank you very much.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's Trey Hutchison and Chris Robertson, the head coach of the Lindmar Lions, set to join us. Junior did well there.
Yeah, that was good. That was good bounce back for us.
Good bounce back. You were not happy with the turnovers against Kennedy the other night, and only seven tonight, so that's a big improvement.
Yeah, that's one of the things we emphasized those 2 days, because we were about 2-1 the wrong direction in our first two games. So that was one of our emphasis tonight, was just take care of the ball. You know, and I thought we moved it side to side pretty well. We took the shots we wanted to take, not the ones they wanted us to take. And I was really proud of our guys. I mean, it's a really fun young group to coach every day. They're so much fun, and they keep learning, they keep working. And I think tonight we took a big step in the right direction.
Broke them down off the dribble a lot, especially in the second half. And, I imagine that's something you talked about in the locker room.
Yeah, we worked that a lot yesterday in practice because we just were a little tentative with our drives sometimes. And, you know, we got to go off that cutter and try to get into the lane and create some havoc. And tonight we got in there and guys finished, and really, really proud of them, you know, all the way around. I mean, all 10 guys that got in there competed. We had guys diving after loose balls. It's a really unselfish group. I don't, you know, different than, you know, the last few years where, you know, everybody's trying to stop Jordan and so forth. And now it's you got to guard them all, and it's fun. It makes it a lot of fun to coach them.
I don't know what you said midway through the second period. You took a timeout. Xavier had a run going. A lot of times coaches say that's overrated, whatever, those timeouts, but it worked.
I just told them to keep doing what they're doing. They're doing a great job.
You know? played well from that point on. I mean, you kind of flipped the game on.
I think there was a stretch there where maybe we did shoot it quick and then lost. You know, the hard part is you got to stay so focused because you can't lose Jones, you can't lose Mims and Tekau. And, you know, sometimes our help wasn't there all night, but it was better than it was against Kennedy. So I was really pleased. I thought the guys really gutted that one out and really happy for them.
You gave up a few baskets inside, and then after that you kind of sealed it off a little bit. Tekau had four in the first quarter and only got one bucket after that. And guys like Gertson in there, Nate Annis, and others helped out.
Yeah, I thought the one big thing is we defended the ball screen well, but I thought we helped the help really well, and that's what we did not do against Kennedy. You know, we did okay on the ball screen, but then our other help wasn't there. And tonight that help was there. You know, when Nate or Gert, you know, jumped out on the screen, we had guys that had their back behind him. And that's one of the things we're trying to emphasize is, you know, defense is one. It's all five guys together. You got to take care of your own, but you got to have help. And tonight we were pretty solid with that.
Helps have Reese Phillips back too, doesn't it?
Yeah, a whole lot. I mean, you know, doesn't show up in the box score a lot, but just his leadership, his toughness is contagious. And he really big motivator for our guys to get him back. So, yeah, big plus.
And a big conference win, defend the home court, and go to 1-0.
Yeah, really happy. You know, we've talked about it. We're inexperienced. We're young. We're going to have ups and downs early. And, you know, we had a down Tuesday. But like we said, we didn't play terrible Tuesday. We just, you know, too many little mistakes that tonight we cleaned up some of that. So hopefully we can keep going in the right direction here before break.
You guys ever get a host to Buick Wallert?
I don't think so. Maybe three times since I've been here that we haven't gone to Wallert. So somehow it works out that way.
On a Tuesday night, you get a head on 151 up to next week.
Yeah, the guys already asked if we were taking a charter. I said nope. So dress warm.
Well, good luck up there, and great win tonight for the Lions.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Hi, Mom. I know you couldn't come tonight, so hope you're listening. See you.
In Newton tonight.
Good Chris job,
Robertson,
Chris.
Head coach of the Linn Mar Lions, as they win it tonight. 55-47 here over Cedar Rapids Xavier. Good win for the Lions, and it's going to open up some eyes around the state of Iowa, I think.
Well, it's a good bounce back for them because they played a very good team on Tuesday night against Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and like Coach Robertson said, there was certain areas they need to clean things up. It's a good sign that you learn from it. You know, you can go into the practice and you can tell your kids, hey, this is what we did wrong. Show them on tape. We do these things, and they respond. That means you got a coachable group of kids, and good for the Lions.
And for Xavier, I think the same questions linger. Bench, and who's going to help the three scorers out
there? Yeah, it is. And I don't know, did Mims, I don't think he ever came out of the ballgame.
Very briefly in the first half.
And then the other two, Tekau and Jones, got a little bit of foul trouble, and they had to come out a little bit here and there, but yeah, they're going to need somebody to step up. Maybe that's just a process. That's a matter of time, building kids' confidence and putting them in situations where they can be successful when they come in the ball game and contribute. And Xavier's going to get better. We all know that, Scott. And they're going to be a very good basketball team at the end of the season.
Yep, and Xavier will get ready to go on the road to Waterloo West coming up on Tuesday night to try to get back on the winning track. After this loss tonight to open up conference play for 2016-2017. And we'll be back at it on Tuesday night, Phil. Our next broadcast for you and for me, we will be at Prairie, our first chance to take a look at the Hawks, and our first chance this year to take a look at Mr. Green and the Cedar Falls Tigers.
That'll be fun. That'll be a good game.
Mr. Green at 41. Last weekend against Hopkins, Minnesota, who's a terrific team up in the Twin Cities.
And great basketball player. Cedar Falls, good basketball team. Yeah, it's going to be a very guard-oriented game. Prairie's got a lot of guards, too, a lot of shooters out there as well.
Yep. Can Prairie hit those threes like they did against Muscatine last week is the question.
They would love to keep doing that, wouldn't they?
Yep. And we'll be out there on Tuesday night. Our next actual broadcast of basketball comes up tomorrow afternoon. Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson will be at Al Burnett at 2:45 for the girl-boy doubleheader between the Al Burnett Pirates and the West Branch Bears, a little non-conference basketball. And that will get started at 2:45 on both the North and South Gym, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So we invite you to join Jeff for the call of that one. And again, Phil and I will be at Prairie Tuesday night, Mississippi Valley Conference basketball, Cedar Falls at Prairie coming up next Tuesday night. Big thanks to Dave Brown and Tanya Moe as well here at Linmar for all the help. Big thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio. And, Phil, we will talk to you on Tuesday night.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to all our great sports-minded boosters. And big thanks to everybody out there for tuning into the broadcast of our two games tonight of this girl-boy doubleheader. For Steve Dozier, for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Final scores tonight in the girls' game. It was Cedar Rapids Xavier beating number 11 at 5A Linmar 42-37. And in the boys' game, it was Linmar topping number 3 and 3A
No
Xavier,
Lizard,
55
a TV personality.
To 47. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Linmar High School.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance